Jeez.
Right. Recording in progress.
Okay, guys, we will take questions in the room first, and then we'll jump to Zoom later for one or two. Charlie, you want to kick us off?
Yeah, Martin, let's just start with the overall on that game. I mean, it's another one where you guys hang in there and then you get what you need late, right?
Yeah, I thought we started decent. We had a bunch of possession. We were getting some good areas. We didn't have a cutting edge, really, for most of the first half, to be fair. And it was we just got caught short, allowed Zach to get inside, and he hit a cracker. You know, it's one of them. It's probably a low percentage chance, but he put it right in the top corner. What a great goal. And but we didn't get down. We kept going. We kept fighting. And, you know, good balling by Johnny, and that they weren't able to deal with to get the first one. It settled us down going into halftime and changed a few things. Thought we could do a bit more. And to be fair, most of the chances they got were from our giveaways. We were a bit sloppy at times. You know, there's three times that players of ours put our hands up going, I just made a bad play, and they hit the post. So, you know, we've again, at times we rode our luck, but we hung in there and were able to find a winner.
The change you made around the hour mark, where you bring Mikey in kind of more in that 10, you're able to get Austin out wide. It seemed like you guys were maybe able to create a little bit more after that.
Yeah, well, Mikey's really creative. He's coming along with his fitness. You know, I don't think he was quite ready to start because he missed all the preseason. And we all know what kind of quality he had. He's had some great through balls. He's got that cutting edge we needed at the moment. And yeah, I thought he was good when he came in. He put in a shift and played some dangerous balls, and you know, he's a clever player, and when we get him fully fit, he's going to be a great addition to this group.
Tom, Osazi finally scoring. I know you've been, you know, continue to give him his chances. What is that going to mean going forward? It's what he can do.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like I say, he's been getting to good areas. And just not been putting balls away. And it was a great ball in by Jeremy, and he timed his run great, and that's a difficult header, and he did really well with it. So hopefully that'll give him that confidence he needs to go on and go on a bit of a run here.
And on the I'm sure with this match being the Pride match too, you're a big part of the Pride Razor campaign for York United. What does this mean? This match, what do you think it can mean? You know, it's outside of football.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great initiative by the club, and you know, fully behind it. I think it was a great night and a great event, and you know, just proud to be a part of it, and you know, and it's happy for me to end in the right result.
Brandon,
a bit of a midfield battle, maybe,
but
you could say tonight. Neither side necessarily coming out late, say, with the turnovers from both sides, and we saw sort of with York that a lot of those turnovers led to some decent, you know, one-on-one chances and some relatively good five chances. What was your sort of take on sort of the defensive side of tonight's game, and the fact that although there were those chances conceded, that, you know, you gave 14 shots and two on target,
yeah,
so 12 off, it sort of shakes out to sort of a net positive for you guys.
Yeah, I don't think they were shots from range. You know, so kind of lower percentage. But they were from our giveaways when we were open. Even when the couple transition moments they had in the first half, we were open, trying to break them down, and too open, to be honest. We had both fullbacks high, both wingers inside, and when you give a ball away in those moments, it's they have five players ahead of your team to go 5v4 in transition, and they're very dangerous direct in transition. And there's something we talked about before the game and had to reiterate at halftime, and I thought we did a better job of dealing with it in the second half.
And we sort of saw Max out there at left back tonight with Harrison center mid, which is sort of a reversal of what I think most people would say is their natural position, but was that sort of in part to counter Johnny Nielsen's sort of potency on that right wing for Ottawa, with Max maybe being a little bit of a faster player, while Paris maybe more mobile in that midfield to sort of spray the pass outwards. Did that factor into your plan, or was that more of a...
Yeah, a little bit. I think Max's athleticism and pace helped. I don't think Paris is slow by any means. I think he's pretty quick too. But Paris has played a lot of central midfield. He played a whole season in the USL Championship as central midfield, so I knew he could, would do a very good job in there. He's my guy right now. I kind of play him all over the place, and he does a good job for me. So, yeah, but I've said it before. He's a tremendous pro, great mentality, and another fantastic performance.
Giancarlo. Martin, Roger Thompson has been another player that has missed some time in the last 2 years. So where have you seen his progression now that he's back in the lineup, and do you see him building that consistency?
Yeah, I do. He's a leader that we miss. He's a talker. He's vocal, which is, I think, big in a team. You know, someone that's helping the players in front of him. And he's not fully fit. You know, you can see even in the last 20 minutes he's struggling a little bit with some certain things when he's getting stretched. But he makes a smart play, keeps inside, and manages himself through it. So when we can get him fully fit and flying, he's been good in the recent games he's played, and he's real close. So we're happy to have him where he is. Now we've got to really manage him to keep him fit.
And just even not following on that, like, is it a sigh of relief? Because last season you didn't really have flexibility with all the players available. There was a lot of injuries. So with Thompson coming back, it lets you take more time now that you have, like, Paris G going back there and Max Ferrari.
Yeah, this year we've got a lot. We do a lot more quality in the squad. A lot more versatile. Last year we were not as versatile, not as much quality. So when a few guys got injured, we were really, really thin. So today we had some guys moved around a little bit, but we had the quality to get through, to see ourselves through a tough opponent.
Just one for me, Jeremy, in the other park tonight. Paris alongside him. Paris asking lots of questions in training. You had the right partner tonight, but Jeremy, what's he bringing seniority
in
that leadership?
Yeah, Jeremy's quality. You know, we saw his quality tonight. It's unfortunate with the injury he had, and he kept him out for a while. And when he came back, got injured again. So it was great to see him. He's the type of midfielder I like. He's on the front foot. He's active. Really good in possession. I thought he was really good dictating the tempo in the second half. And like I say, I'm surprised he got through 90 minutes so easily. Another true pro, fit player that, does the right things off the pitch to make sure he's ready on. So it was great to see him back and flying today.
Any other questions in the room before we jump to Zoom call?
I guess I drew short straws on this one because no one wants to ask it. But I know it was Pride Night and, the concern in the team, everyone's for it, I'm for it. But there were five players who sat out this game. So not to ask questions specifically about them, but how much notice or warning did you have that they didn't want to play and that you brought in some, maybe didn't get off the bench except for Trinity there? I got a tweet from Guelph that they were so proud that their guy was given a chance tonight. But did you have more than like a day or so's notice that these guys didn't want to play tonight?
Yeah, I had plenty of notice, but we have a squad and we used it tonight, so proud of the guys. Don't want to take any away from the guys. The effort they put on tonight put us for now top of the league, which is a nice place to be.
Take a picture. There's someone's worked out the math that you can't hold it because there's two teams.
Can't hold it because either way, yeah.
This weekend,
someone will go above us, but we'll enjoy it for the night.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to jump to Zoom very quickly and then we'll call it a night for everybody.
Raybon, I'm sure you might have a question or two for the gaffer.
Yeah, Martin, playing without four players who have been, regular in your lineup. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I'm playing. Playing with our four players who've been regular in your starting lineup the past few games and grinding out a win tonight, what sort of statement does it put out?
I just think it goes to the quality that we have in our squad. I think we've done a good job in building this team and bringing in the right players that fit the way I want to play. And I think we're clear and. As a staff, we're clear to the players and the roles that they have and how we want to play. And, there's no surprises, so players can move around when needed. And do a job, and we've needed it all season still. So I think it's very important in this league to have players that can play multiple positions, and you're not chopping and changing what you're doing every week, so you have consistency.
And it's been back-to-back with Atleti. I don't remember the last time it happened. Good performance in Hamilton. Vala, also another important display there. It's early days yet, but I think it's not out of place to now have this sense of self-belief that you can go for the regular season championship and be making it to the playoffs easily at this point in time.
Yeah, I mean, I think this just goes to add to confidence of the group. I'm not worried about finishing first right now or playoffs. I'm just worried about, well, not worried, but I'm just trying to improve the team every week and get better and keep chipping away and getting wins. I think that's the way we try to build this team, is to win games. As you can see, draws in this league don't help you out a ton. But we'll take it when we have to. But, you know, we're a team that wants to go out and try and win games.
Okay, that's all from me.
Thanks.
Thank you, everyone.
We're good? Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Pirates will be up shortly, boys.